It's often been said that if children are badly behaved, it's the fault of the parents. And Roy Dyer from the Essex Dog Display Team feels much the same way about badly behaved dogs. It's the fault of their keepers. And this was one of the inspirations behind the formation of the display team.
For the past 25 years, we've actually been attending events throughout the British Isles. And that is literally John O'Groats at Land's End, Guernsey and Jersey, and places like this. At major events, major festivals, to show people what can be achieved with dogs that are educated. Because unfortunately, of the 6 million dogs in this country, just 2% receive any form of education. And that's very basic stuff. So what we actually say to them is, have a look at this. You don't necessarily have to do what we're doing, but put some of it into practice. And the relationship between yourself and the dog will be much better.
When you say education, what sort of things do you mean?
Sit, lie down, come back when you're told, leave things alone. Stop chasing things, being reasonably sociable with the postman and children and things like this. And of course, if you don't educate them, the dogs will revert back, and they can revert back almost to a wild animal. But the thing that people fail to realise, that dogs aren't born with one bad habit whatsoever. They're just not born with any bad habits.
So how do they get these bad habits then?
They can either be taught them by people who may not necessarily realise they're doing it, or indeed there are people who do. They will teach dogs aggression and things like this, or they'll learn them through watching other dogs, and indeed watching members of the family. Classic example, if you get something like a border collie dog that gets very excited, if you watch the average family, when the phone rings, the whole family says, phone, phone, somebody get the phone, get the phone, get the phone, and they all go into this sort of hyper mode. When the dog picks up on this, it soon relates that that ring, that buzz, that noise means the whole pack goes potty, for the want of a word. Well, unfortunately, people do this, but if the dog decides to bark, they look at the dog and say, don't be so stupid. And the dog is clearly saying, well, I'm part of his pack, I'm doing what you do. But you're now telling me off for doing what you do. It doesn't compute, it doesn't work.
So what sort of things can you do then once you've got a dog into bad habits to actually get them out of those bad habits?
A lot of it is praising the right behaviour, praising good behaviour. Unfortunately, people tend to become very aggressive towards dogs. If you have a dog, for instance, that's antisocial towards people or other dogs. If the dog starts barking or trying to fight with other dogs, people do strange things. They tend to shout, pack it up, leave it alone, stop doing that, don't do this, don't do that. And the dog looks and thinks, great, the whole pack is joining in the aggression. So if we both kill this thing, we can both eat it. And that's how dogs sit. And the biggest problem is people do not understand dogs. That's the problem. When you think that it's taken us 100 years to get the aeroplane pretty much right, the motor car, 100 years, pretty much right, computers, 50 years, we're almost set. There's not much further we can go with those. We've had dogs 18,000 years and we are still getting it wrong. And it's rather tragic.
And how easy is it, though, to get it right?
Easy. It's easy because the dog will be telling you, give me something to do, show me something of interest. And rather than shout, rather than bully and bash and scream and at the dogs, just change the subject. So if you find a dog is doing something you don't want it to do, give it something more interesting. Squeaky toy, ball, a treat. But of course, praise is so important. If you praise a dog for achieving a sit or a down or a comeback on this dog, if you praise it within 1 to 2 seconds, you'll get a 98% success rate next time. If you praise it within 3 to 5 seconds, you'll get a 30% success rate. It drops that much. If you don't praise it within 10 seconds, zilch. Absolutely no response from the dog at all next time you ask him to do something. So praise is crucial.
That's Roy Dyer from the Essex Dog Display Team.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.